South Sudanese Women says power-sharing percentage allocated to women by the 2018 agreement has been hijacked by men. Margaret Fauzia is the commissioner of Mundri East County. She says she's advocating for training and education opportunities to equip women to grab their 35% quota of power sharing.
35% has not been fulfilled in the whole Republic of South Sudan. If you look at the ministries, at the national, the independent commissions, the undersecretaries, the state governors, the deputy governors, the speakers of the state, and the county commissioners, all these things, 35%, are not implemented. Once we invest in education for ourselves, then it will not be impossible for us to achieve greater things as women. So if we put our heads together to support each other and also move as a team, we'll be able to achieve a lot as women.
Maka Mustafa is a member of parliament from Morobo County. She says the 35% power sharing percentage was implemented by authorities in Central Equatoria State. Maka says a lot needs to be done for the development of women representation.
Let me say, in the parliament, we are 36 women, which is going on well. Even in the leadership, we are there. But because of this revitalize, you know how the allocations are being done. But in the leadership, the women are there. In those days, it was really tug of war.
Zahara Said, an executive director for South Sudanese Network for Elections and Democracy, Sunde, a local non-profit, blames the leadership of the country for doing very little to empower women.
We have the three major commissions that have been formed. Of all these commissions, it is only political party council that we have 40% of women. In the revitalized National Constitution Review Commission, we are short with 3%. We have 32%. In the National Elections Commissions, we only have 20%. Where is our 15%? We have men who are sitting in our 15%. And with this, with the due respect to all the women of South Sudan, these men should relinquish their positions and give it to women.
Veronica Redento Wunji, a National Member of Parliament representing Magwi County, says women should work hard to grab their opportunities.
If an MP, for example, died, in her place they're replaced with man, that is always a loss for us because they are supposed to replace with a woman to keep the 35%. I want women really to read hard because sometimes men are saying that they are not educated. They don't have capacity to take sovereign decision-making positions.
Margaret Apollo Sokiri is the chairperson of the Women Union in Central Equatoria State. She says women should follow up on some of the breaches in power sharing.
We want to form at least a women forum that may come out with a group or a committee that will always be following the appointments so that we get our rights. We should not wait to be given our rights. South Sudan has given us the chance and it is us to get it. Because if we wait for it to be given to us by our brothers, they will not do that. But it is a duty. I call each and everybody to be very sensitive. And it is our duty to sensitize all our women to know about their rights.
The chairperson of the Women Bloc of South Sudan says women should speak up with one voice to demand for their rights.
Some of us are victims of advocating because the more we advocate for other women, the more we are being sidelined and the more we are being seen as we are making noise. And some of them, they do not want to be like that. They only want to reap the opportunity when we advocate and there is space, yes, find themselves in and keep quiet and they're happy. We, the women who have the voice and have the space, and who can talk, whether you are in parliament, you are in the executive, you are a governor, you are a commissioner, you are anybody in the system of government, please raise your voice and talk. Don't only look into your position that if I speak, I will be removed from my position.
South Sudan's 2018 peace agreement allocated 35% quota for women's representation in the country's institution of governance. The theme of International Women's Day 2024 is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress, Targeting Economic Disempowerment. The campaign theme for 2024 is Inspire Inclusion. Women leaders across South Sudan are scheduled to travel to Mundri East County by the end of March to mark this year's International Women's Day. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.